everybody. I'm Scythe.
I'm Gina.
And you are listening to the Interracial Odd Couple Podcast.
Hello.
Come on, honey. Speak with some more sense, stress, conviction.
Yeah. Hi.
Yeah, now you can hear yourself?
No, yeah, I can hear me now. Did you turn me up?
Yeah, I turned you up a little bit.
Good.
Yeah,
good,
I turned you up last night, too.
Okay.
I hope everybody's having a great week. Positive vibes as always. Yeah. Having a great weekend right now.
Uh-huh.
Weekend is upon us.
It is.
Out there doing amazing things, achieving your goals, high and right.
High and right.
Haven't said that for a little bit, man. We got to put that back in the mix.
I said it today.
Definitely got to put that back in the mix.
Friend
you said
of mine.
It today?
Yeah, a friend of mine, she's moving to Oklahoma City.
Oh, yeah?
And I said, first thing you need to do is get your medical card. Girl, get high and right.
Yeah. Let me come visit. Road trip.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, no, that's all right.
Yeah.
That's all right.
Yep.
So, where's this friend moving from?
She's here, from here.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Well, yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Move to Kansas 2.0.
Right?
Pretty much.
Yeah. Yep. But a happy 2.0.
Yeah.
We're all happy.
Yeah, man. All that pasture, beautiful, just delectable, just scenery out there.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. Yeah. We ain't moving to Oklahoma.
No.
Sorry. Just throw that out there.
No.
No disrespect to Oklahoma, because I love Oklahoma City. That's my shit. That is definitely my shit. What's been going on with you here, honey? I know we got to keep this a short episode this week. We got a lot of things going on still.
Yeah, well, let's see. We got Papa moved to his new home.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
He found his green-haired mohawk friend.
Yes, he is making friends.
Yeah, I bet he is.
He wants a new roommate.
Circumnavigating everything. And he wants a new roommate because of what?
Oh, he swears up and down his roommate is masturbating at night. He says, Gina, he does it all night long.
What are you supposed to do when you're 100 years old? That's one of the only functions at work.
So yesterday when I went to go see him, he gave me a list of stuff to get him.
A list of things to get him.
And then he
That's
called me.
That's when you went to Wally World?
And then he called me this morning to add to the list.
Because
there wasn't enough stuff on it.
Was petroleum jelly one of them?
No, it's a flashlight with batteries. He wants the flashlight so he can see and prove that his neighbor is masturbating.
Pitching a tent. And flying
he wants
half
to
mast.
Catch him.
And I'm catch him with a flashlight. Was it good? Can you imagine? Or maybe you might know. You are a woman. What does a dick look like? What does a dick shadow look like from a flashlight in the dark on the wall? What's it look like?
I'm like, Papa, are you sure he's not like itching, and you're hallucinating at the same time?
That's a lot of itching.
You know, we talked about believing your hallucinations.
Uh-huh. Right, with the Parkinson's and everything.
And your sundowners, and it gets worse at night, remember? Mm. And he says, I know, Gina, but he is doing it. I know he's doing it.
Is he watching?
And I said, okay.
Does he see baby batter on his stomach or something? I mean,
I don't know. I have no idea. I don't want to ask.
Collecting DNA evidence?
But he wants the flashlight so he can see.
Dun-dun, dun-dun.
He wants pens and pencils with a sharpener.
You still ain't got that man a sharpener.
No, I don't.
You told the whole world he was going to get him a sharpener.
I know, I thought we got him.
Just a few episodes ago.
Fingernail polish.
What the hell does he need fingernail polish for? Oh, shit. He macking on the ladies in there, huh?
Even ones but banging with glitter. Out. No, he's painting his fingernails.
No, he banging out some push-ups.
His fingernails.
It's like he's still doing it, rubbing on these women's feet up in there and wanting to do their nails.
Pink and half green. All of them.
So, half him pink, and the green-haired mohawk green. Dude, they...
So, he is just happy because his fingernails are painted.
Why the... Okay, time out. Before you get to this list, or the rest of the list, why did he paint his nails? Did you ask him why?
No. I don't care to know the answer. Hey, if it's floating his boat and he's happy, I want him to be happy.
You don't think he's, well, I get that, but you don't think he's offering to paint other women's toenails up in there?
I don't give two fucks.
He bang out some push-ups like an old school Johnny Bravo. Hey, little mama, go ahead and paint your nails.
Have at it.
Jeez, pink and green?
Yeah, it was...
They ain't even Halloween colors. He fucking up.
It was crazy.
What else is on this list?
He wants measuring tape.
Measuring.
He wants a toolbox.
So he's starting all over again.
He wants pliers and nippers, scissors, hammer, and his boost.
Damn, he really hates his roommate.
And he wants a better screwdriver set. He loves the one that I got him.
Yes.
But he wants a better one.
Okay, if he loves the one that you got him, why does he need a better one? You still not asking. You just want him happy right now.
I don't know. I don't fucking know.
Because that first night he was there, he was screaming from the rooftops, get me out of here. This motherfucker won't stop stroking his meat.
Yeah.
You sure that ain't you? You sure it ain't just you in the mirror? Just saying.
Which is strange because they have a curtain between the two and the curtain's shut. Mm-hmm. So it's like, how does Papa see him anyways?
Must be that shadow that I was talking about.
So I'm just like confused.
Oh, man. So, how's your other grandpa doing?
Well,
you know, you got to get the family updates real quick.
Oh, it's...
Excuse me.
It's a mess. But we got the x-ray done. Mm-hmm. We couldn't get it done when at his appointment, and that
right.
was
that
just,
whole shit.
It
right.
was just a pain.
Mm-hmm.
They came out to the house, x-rayed it, and the doctor said it's perfect. Healed back great. We don't gotta do nothing. He should be walking.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, y'all don't see her face, but she's got...
So...
You will soon, I'm telling you. 2020 is upon us. Upgrades are coming.
Sends everyone into everybody against
into
everybody.
A whole fight. A big-ass fight. Yep.
Dad's like, well, he's a lie. He's lying. We need a second opinion. Nana's like, well, the doctor says you're perfect, so you could stand up right now. Making him very upset. It was horrible.
Mm-hmm.
So,
don't get shot now because I got you on camera. Like, I'm not even done up.
No. I'm like exhausted.
And your mouth is hurting too because of that.
It's horribly hurting.
Because of that brass, your grill.
Yeah.
It's okay, babe.
It's not worth it.
This is us being real around here.
Right. No, we're going to leave off. Oh, so.
Yeah, you can hold that. So what?
So I was like, okay, fine. That evening, I guess Nano and Dad tried all evening when we got him up to get him to stand up, and he wouldn't do it.
Why wouldn't he?
Or he said he would do it, and then when Dad
well,
tried to put
last
stuff...
last weekend, he was wanting to... I mean, when, I know Debbie was trying to, you know, push him into doing it.
Yeah, he does it. He's... I'll tell you. So, he would say he would do it, and then he was saying he would do it when I was there. And as soon as I left, they would try to put stuff in front of him, and he's like, no, I can't do it. I can't do it.
Mm.
So, when I got there... I got there before Dad.
Yeah, the whole vibe's changed.
So I got there before Dad.
Mm-hmm.
I got Poppy's medicine, and got it taken, got him into the room, got him somewhat ready, and I said, "Well, I said, do you want to try to stand up?"
Mm-hmm.
He said, "Well, yeah."
Yeah, my whole vibe's changed when you walk in the room. We talked about that before.
I said, "Okay." I said, "Let me go get the walker." And then we'll use the walker, and you'll stand up, and I'll have you.
Yeah.
And he said, okay. So I go get the walker, and I place it, and I get the gate belt on him, and I get him. He just stands right up.
Are you kidding me?
He stood there for like probably about 45 seconds.
And every time I see him, he ready to go. And he wanted to talk about Joe Louis. That's what he wanted to do. And he wanted to all of a sudden stand up.
And he just stood there. And then I sat him back down. And he, Nano comes around the corner.
Oh, shit.
And she's like, oh, good. You're going to stand up. Good. I can't. I want to see this.
Well, you're seeing it right now. What the hell?
And Poppy was like, oh.
Oh, all of a sudden, I'm like, too tired. I got it. I can't stand anymore. Oh, that's where the kids get it from, I'm like, too, so huh?
Yeah. Real bad.
Come on, y'all.
Okay, so he goes in there and he's, or she's in there. She's talking and saying all this stuff and yelling, here comes Dad. Mm-hmm. He starts saying all this stuff and yelling this and that. I got this. I'll do it. I got him to stand up again, not for very long, as I did the first time, but I got him to stand up again, and then he went and sat down.
He wasn't moving, but he was standing.
He was standing.
That's a huge step, though. No pun intended, by the way.
So, Dad was like, well, since you can do that, you can get over in the bed.
Why do they want to always try to push the envelope before okay. he's ready to do
so,
that stuff?
So, I was like, fine. I said, Pop, and they're, I mean, for one, they yell and they bicker and they bicker and bicker and they don't stop.
I understand, dear.
And it's like when you have somebody doing that and you're trying to get somebody to calmly focus and do something difficult, it doesn't work with everybody fucking yelling and bickering.
Especially,
fighting.
Yeah, because you're going to shut down. And then you're not going to listen to anybody and you're not going to do anything.
So I was like, okay. I was like, I'll get the board. I'll slide the board in. He's like, okay. And they're all fucking yelling and he's getting pissed. And I'm like, so I get him and he gets over on his own. And then I'm like, Poppy, we need to come back. And they're all yelling, lay back. And I said, Poppy, I need you to scoot back.
You're the one talking to him calmly.
Yeah. Not lay back. I need you to sit up forward and push yourself back.
Yeah.
I said, you got to get back. And they're yelling and he's getting confused. So he's trying to go back and then go forward and go back and go forward. And I said, Poppy, listen to me.
Right.
Because they're just fucking going at it.
Yeah, and then they start
and yelling at him and doing yelling at each other.
That's what's going to make you shut down.
I'm like, you listen to me. I said, I need you to go lean forward and scoot your butt back. I got you, and I'll pull you back. So I pulled him back, and he got into bed. Yeah. And then they go yelling again. Pull your own legs up. Pull your own legs up. Then Nana's like, no, Dave, you do it. Because he, this was enough for him. He did such a good job. And I'm
they
like,
I mean, I understand that everybody's trying to hold on to certain aspects of people's mortality, but your grandpa is not going to be the same ever again. He's almost 90 years old. And he broke his hip a few months ago. What do you expect him to do? Cartwheels and jumping jacks again at this point? Now, granted, your other grandpa's banging out push-ups, but...
But he's 10 years younger.
But he's also in his late 70s, so... But, I mean, they gotta... I understand the transition to stuff, because that's one thing that Nana was alluding to when I was talking to her, was, you know, it's just tough, you know, not being able to move anymore, because they're still mentally there, but their bodies are just shut down. And I think their kids, which is your dad and uncle, are just having a hard time just dealing with that. They're having a hard time dealing with it, but it's a fact of life. It is what it is.
No, Poppy could possibly go back.
He cracks jokes and has fun about it, though, because when I help him up with you, he throws them dukes up, ready to fight.
He's funny.
And then what did he say? What was it? A couple weekends ago, he said something funny. I can't remember exactly how he said it. But he says something like, I wish you would have knew me when I was still a man.
Oh, yeah. He said that.
I'm funny. Like, oh, come on, man.
Yeah. He's so funny.
Yeah, because I met him post-stroke.
Yeah.
Yeah, post-stroke. And body shutting down now. But Yeah.
Actually, you met him when he had a shirt.
When he, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, right after he had it.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, man. But family is just having, everybody's just coping with it in their own way. They're having a hard time with it. You know, everybody has their own coping mechanisms about it. Of course, that's just how your family is. They're going to be like, oh, well, you could do it. You could this, you could that. Like, hey, fool, I'm 117 years old.
You know? And that's the thing. He like, can do it. But
you can't just yell at him.
You have to be patient and let him do it at his pace.
At his speed, yeah.
And at his strength. Because he's got to build up his strength. He's been laying in the bed half fucking last 3 months.
Yeah, for real.
Half the time.
With a hip surgery, mind you.
So, it's not like everything. He can fucking just jump out of bed and like, call it good. Let's go fucking jump in the rain. Yeah. No.
Hell no. He's too busy enjoying that scooter, man.
Yes, he does.
He love that motherfucker.
He does.
I still want to put some stickers and racing stripes on it.
Mm-hmm. He does love that scooter. Funny.
Well, honey, what else has been going on in the world? Anything out there that you've seen that kind of, tickled your fancy a little bit?
I don't know. I'm excited for the Mother Earth News Fair.
Yeah.
I'm so excited for that.
Mm-hmm. That will be fun.
That will be.
I think that'll be pretty fun.
Yeah. It has lots of booths and
yeah,
they have different events and stuff for things that you can go in and what's it called? I don't know.
Exhibits.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Or it's like tutorial stuff.
Yeah, they have conferences and mm-hmm. yeah, and all that different stuff too.
Yeah, but
I ain't gonna know what the hell's going on.
Me neither. most of those, though, or a lot of those, like are at specific times. You have to pay for those,
mm-hmm.
and we're not doing that because
okay.
We're just going for the booths and exhibits, and then
we're gonna go 4-story haunted housing.
Yay! Oh, I'm so excited.
Yeah, we're going to go check out them haunted houses, man.
Yes, yes.
Yeah,
yes.
That is coming up soon.
Taking a break.
Coming up soon. Got to have a break, man. We definitely need one.
Yes. It's been a whirlwind.
Yeah. You said that twice now.
I know. It keeps happening.
Well, at least your wig is still intact, honey.
It is. It's going crazy.
That Negro texture and all.
Oh, my goodness. If you can, cut out that shampoo and make your own. Oh, my God. Huge difference.
Ass.
I know it.
All right, honey, we'll go ahead and start wrapping this up. This is definitely going to be another highlight episode at the tail end of this episode. Some of the highlights that we've had over the last 5 to 6 weeks. Some of the goofy things that Gina likes to say all the time, but she don't hear herself until after the fact.
Okay.
Well, it's true.
I probably don't even hear me after that for a fact.
Really? I came across this article because of D.L. Hughley.
Oh?
The comedian.
Mm-hmm.
And this is what it says. It's from the Medical Daily. The more chores a husband does, the more likely the marriage will end in divorce. You can't see Gina's face right now. Yeah, her whole forehead is squished up like, excuse me?
That's what causes my fucking wrinkles.
What do you think initially?
My wrinkles are caused from dumb people.
What do you think initially just hearing that headline?
I've already said.
Because of your wrinkles, really?
Fucking dumb people.
Okay, what do you think about that?
Stupidity. It's just stupidity.
Why do you think it's stupidity? Some people out there listening might agree.
Probably because the woman is probably stupid. Then get rid of the woman. She's fucking lazy.
That's probably why it ends.
So well, that's probably just that's biased in a way or whatever the word is supposed to be.
See how it's confusing already? It's like she might be lazy. What if he's lazy?
What? How is he lazy if he's doing all the work?
Okay, you taking it to the... other side of it, the extreme. Yeah. Yeah. I understand how that goes. I used to clean up behind somebody in my previous life, too. Like, this is some bullshit.
That's just like the man saying, all I do is I have to work while you clean.
What's wrong with that? What's wrong with that? Oh, boy. Here we go. What's wrong with that? If that man is working 16 hours a day, busts his fucking ass, and he comes home and the house looks like shit and she don't do nothing.
If I'm working too, we're both working. Okay? We're both working on the house.
Oh, we are?
Yes.
Okay, what if he's working 16 hours and she's only working 6 to 8 hours?
A week?
Yeah. No, a day. A day. If that man's working a long ass shift.
Well, why would he work so much?
Because people work long ass shifts.
He needs to find something he loves to do.
So, welcome to America. This is America.
I'm going back to my dream.
You working long ass hours. You come home and ain't no food cooked. Chores ain't done. And he's expected to keep, he's supposed to come home and do all that shit. When she's sitting at the house only works 6-8 hours a day. How does that look?
Does she have kids?
I'm just playing devil's advocate, but that is a good question. If there's kids involved, that's a full-time job in itself.
I guess then he's getting McDonald's. What the fuck?
You ain't accepting that. McDonald's? We cooking, no matter what.
I'm a different person.
You're a different breed.
I'm trying to be like society. So I don't know.
You don't want to try to be like society, remember?
I am. I ain't even close to society.
Okay.
But I'm trying to interpret. What's the word? Interpret.
Yeah.
That article.
Okay. Well, I'm getting ready to read a couple of excerpts from it. Norwegian researchers were interested to see how married and cohabiting men and women divided housework and childcare throughout various life stages. They analyzed two separate studies involving nearly 20,000 men and women aged 18 to 79. And blah, 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 blah. I'll skip down in here. The results showed 65% of couples equally or near equally divided childcare, but not housework. Women reported doing all or almost all of the work in 11% of the couples and somewhat more of the work in 60% of the couples. About 25% of couples divided the work more equally with younger couples, childless couples, and couples where the woman had a full-time job among those more likely to split domestic chores. Researchers did not find an association between a traditional share of housework, women do most of the work, and a lower risk of divorce, but they did report untraditional couples had a greater risk for divorce. Men who did as much or more of the housework were more likely to get divorced than couples where the woman did most of the housework over a period of 4 years.
That's meaning that the woman is lazy. You're with the lazy bitch.
Lazy bitch. You're lazy bitch.
Yeah. That's all that means.
Okay, so just dividing up equally the household chores.
I don't know how you divide.
What do you mean?
Nothing's equal.
Nothing's equal.
Dishes aren't laundry.
No.
The toilet isn't fucking the floor.
No, mowing the lawn ain't folding clothes.
See? How do you divide shit up? I mow half the lawn, you mow the other half.
What, so one side of the yard, the lines would be straight, and the other ones would be looking all fucked up?
Yeah.
Nah, I got it, babe. I'm good.
Yeah. I want to make it pretty.
Let's get your ass in there barefoot in the kitchen and make me some dinner. Okay. It's all good. No, a lot of people get hung up because, you know, there's a lot of different movements out there right now with the feminist movement. And, you know, there's a lot of different movements. I'm not just specifically targeting that, per se.
Whatever. This
but people
stupid.
Are just, look, either you just a team or you're not. Right. That's just really
Help
what it boils
each other
down to.
Out.
Yeah. That's really what it boils down to.
You know what? If I can't get to the dishes, he does it for me.
Yeah, I do.
If I get to the dishes, he doesn't got to worry about it.
Yeah, I don't.
I get to the laundry on Sundays.
She washes them. I don't fold. Well, I wash them or I fold them. Or no, I don't fold them because you don't like the way I fold.
Nope, I fold them. I wash them, I fold them, and he puts them away.
Yep, and I do put them away.
It just worked together.
Yep, that's really what it boils down to. Whether you're man and man in the household, woman and woman in the household, or whatever else combinations you're living with, everybody got to do their part. That's really what it comes down to.
Yeah.
But I can see in certain instances where that would end a divorce pretty quick.
Like I said, if somebody's lazy and gross.
Not doing their part.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Piss me off because I'll tell you what, I did it. I did it my entire first half.
First half of what?
My life.
Can you sit up into the microphone? Oh,
hi. I was cozy.
Uh-huh.
Yep, that first half.
Yeah.
I did everything. Yeah. I worked, cooked, cleaned.
Yeah, you did.
I got tired.
Bum-ass ex-husband.
Yep, I got tired. Oof.
Uh-huh.
That was tiring.
Help your spouse out, people. Help your significant other out, people. Yeah, some days is long. Mm-hmm. Some days is rough. You might be in industries where you work a lot of hours. There's a whole lot of shit, man.
I do.
You got kids. You got families.
Appreciate you for that.
Well, thank you, honey.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. I really appreciate that. I am the shit, and I
you
know.
You are.
But I'm just kidding.
Pop that collar.
I don't have one right now.
Well, put one on.
No, but definitely help your significant other out the best you can. You know, life is always busy as it is, but I mean, if you're under the same roof together, you got to maintain it together the best you can.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but if you got to sit back and actually define what needs to be done in the house and who's going to do what, then do that too. You know, make things a little bit easier on each other. It's like, okay, these couple nights of the week, can you handle this for me? The other nights of the week, can you handle it for me? Like, whatever you got to do to make your lives easier at home. I mean, your home is supposed to be your sanctuary, so.
And see, the only thing that gets fucked up is the dogs. Don't get fed. Because I don't know if they were fed or he don't tell me if they were fed.
See, here we go.
So the dogs don't get fed.
Here we fucking go.
So, we can never get on the same page on that one.
Man, yes, we do. You no, just don't listen. Don't. You be trying to listen like a dude, and that should be, like, we both can't listen like men in here. Yeah. Which means nobody's listening. Oh, man.
The dogs be, like, looking at me like, feed me, feed me. And I'm like, you already been fed.
You know what? I'm going to put you on the spot real quick before we get out of here. Gina been on one this week, too.
Nuh-uh.
Yeah, she been on one. Never. She was mad at me because of the damn baked potato the other night.
The baked potato.
Yeah, the baked potato. Shout out to sis. I was on the phone with her. We both was on the phone with her. And man, I didn't know there was a damn baked potato in the oven, so I turned the oven off.
My baked potato.
Yeah. She was mad as fuck. She called herself mad at me the other night and hung up on me. I was like, oh, no. We ain't got to do this shit. You got me all the way fucked up, woman. Just because I'm telling you how it is.
Oh, no. Don't you. Oh.
Yo, yeah, I'll tell you how it was going to go down.
No.
Mm-hmm. Now I'm popping my collar.
Oh, no.
Just messing with you.
You better.
Oh, you hear no. This shit? She act like she ready to jump my bones.
I'll take my bands out. I'll snap this motherfucker out.
Depends on what you're going to do when you take them out. Got to get that. All right, baby. Plug our social medias.
Twitter.
At?
IOC.
Podcast.
Yes.
And we also on Instagram at interracial_odd_couple_podcast.
That's I am. Is it? No.
IG. Instagram.
Damn.
Yep.
Okay, next.
We're also on Facebook. It's Sci-Fi Omni Network.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And I'm at LadyAnn79.
There you go.
On Twitter.
Twitter. At Gina's Herbal Kitchen.
Yes, Gina's Herbal Kitchen on Instagram.
And if you guys want to see us talk a little bit of shit, we do have reaction videos that are being released once a week to my psychedelic beat tape that is out.
Yes.
The Cyphadelic Beat Tape. And we do reaction videos that are also available on YouTube under either Cypher Omni or type in C-O-T-V. And I'm at Cypher Omni, by the way. C-Y-P-H-A-O-M-N-I. That's me.
That's you.
Yep, been me since the 90s.
Yep.
Yep. And also, just to throw some cross promotion in there, too, I'm also a part of another podcast called What's in Your iPad Podcast, which is the iOS production podcast, where we talk everything iPad and what you could do amazing with an iPad. Matter of fact, we record our podcast on what, honey?
On iPads.
Yeah. So there's a lot of capabilities that you could do with the iPad.
Yeah.
Do some great porno movies on it, too. We're going to try that out.
But sure. Any takers? I charge.
Really? Damn, I'm not involved?
You can watch.
That's some bullshit. I'm cutting your mic off.
And nothing different than any other time.
All right, honey, go ahead and send everybody off on a positive note this weekend.
Always say hi and right.
Okay.
We always know that.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, just be happy.
How do you do that?
Tomorrow's not promised.
How do you do that?
Think happy things.
Mm-hmm. What's it say on my wall over here?
And always.
What's it say on my wall up here?
Be thankful.
Mm-hmm. What's it say?
It says positive thoughts.
Positive thoughts what?
I don't know. Your shit's in my way.
You know what it says. Positive thoughts only.
Yeah, well, your shit's in my way. But anyways.
That don't sound very positive at all. This is not convincing.
That your shit's in my way? See, there. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. No, I lost my train of thought.
It's because you're ready to punch people in the face.
I said be thankful.
Yes.
Always be thankful.
Mm-hmm. Tomorrow's not promised.
Just be thankful.
Definitely. And I definitely don't want us to end the episode without actually giving our regards and our respects and our deepest condolences to Tatiana Jefferson. Just coming off of everything that went on with Botham Jean just recently. I'm sure you guys already know that what's been in the news and what's been reported, and it's still an ongoing investigation with it. We ain't going to go into details about it, but it's just pretty sad to be murdered in your own home. It's kind of ironic, right? By law enforcement. Being murdered in your own home. So definitely love, prayers, condolences to all the families involved, the loved ones involved of Miss Jefferson. Please rest in power. And it's just, we got to do better, everybody. And not just, I mean, we all collectively just have to do better. We got to do better. And just, oh man, I don't know what to really say. I mean, this is crazy. I mean, how many more incidences do we have to have of this type of stuff, you know, for people to be aware of? Just, you can paint your own narrative all you want to, but we know what this is. We definitely know what this is. So we definitely want to send our prayers and condolences and love to her family, her loved ones. And the only thing I could think about is how devastated and how much trauma her nephew is going to have to live with, you know, of everybody. And I know that neighbor has to, how conflicting is it? I mean, if you as a neighbor just wanting a wellness check. It was like, yeah, something just doesn't look right in my neighbor's house. And you think you're doing the right thing, which is technically, by definition, the right thing to do. And it ends in a tragedy like that. It's just, I couldn't imagine. I couldn't imagine. So, stand tall, stand strong. And just be grateful and don't take everything for granted.
Stand together.
Yeah. And we'll see what happens. We're going to see what happens, but yeah, man. So to end on a lighter note.
Yeah, thank you.
I know that was kind of heavy, but I mean, like this keeps happening, and it just has to stop. But to end on a lighter note, highlight time.
Yay.
Yes, highlight time. Somebody's the star of the show.
No.
Somebody's definitely the star of these highlights.
All right, Ghost.
Yeah. Congratulations, Gina.
Oh, Ghost. Good job.
It's all about you this week.
I'm going to get you a tiara.
All right, everybody. So we hope you have a great weekend and you guys be safe. Why would you get the damn dog a tiara? Come on, woman.
Oh, I was looking back through some pictures because I was trying to find some dad with like, because dad's got his rental we got to get posted for rent.
Yeah.
And so I was having to go back through my messages to dad to see if I ever took any pictures for over there. Mm-hmm. And I saw little baby ghost pictures out at the farm. I was like, geez. Oh, there's my little baby.
Boo.
He's so cute.
Now he ain't.
He's always big mouth smiling. With his tongue hanging out.
Well, people, if you need to be happy, get a dog. You get your dog, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, Ghost is a knucklehead.
Yes, he is my knucklehead.
All right, everybody. We hope you have a great weekend, and we shall see you next week.
Bye.
Deuces. And stuff.
Uh-huh. Well, hello, everybody.
What's up, everybody? And hi. What are we doing, baby?
We are here rocking it out.
And recording what?
Our podcast.
And what is it called?
Interracial Odd Couple.
That's right. And my name is Scythe.
And I'm Gina.
Hey, how's everybody doing this week? Hope everybody had a great week. The weekend is here.
Oh, God.
By the time you hear this, I will be in the Nevada desert playing dominoes with reptilians and grays.
And I'm going the opposite way.
They wanted to make you the talk of the school. I bet they did.
I never had new clothes. I always had hand-me-down clothes for everybody.
Man, that's how we had to rock, man.
And it would be so funny. You'd be like, I would find like one pair of jeans or one shirt that I liked out of all of them. And she'd be like, oh, no, I don't think those look nice. But she'd give me all the other ones and make me put them on. And I'm like, I don't want them. Because my legs were long. But my
torso
was short.
Mm-hmm.
So they would, any pants that I was put in.
It's one of your finer attributes.
It was like high waters.
Legs up to Canada.
I mean, high waters. I'm not kidding.
I like them long legs.
All in the 80s and 90s.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, any pairs of pants that I put on was just high waters.
Well, I mean, Urkel made you feel good, I'm sure.
No, I hated it. So, like, when I was...
You didn't like flooding?
When I was 16.
What we used to call that shit back then? High waters, flooding?
No, when I was 16, I,
No, hold on. That's a little too old to be still...
I don't know.
Showing your ankles.
Yeah. When I was 16, I worked, so I got my own money.
Right.
And plus, I drove, and I worked at the mall, so...
Take notes, kids.
So, I bought men's jeans, because men's jeans, you can get a length in it.
Mm-hmm.
You can't get a length in women's jeans.
Oh, is this? Oh, never mind. I won't bring that up. But
so back then, it was like horrible for me. So I always bought men's jeans, which I always bought men's jeans way too big. And so I had a big butt, but then it looked like I had a dick. So it was hilarious.
You were ahead of your time.
I don't think so. I was like, I'm with the boys.
Man, you know what? I'm starting to reconsider this position that you have currently in the family right now.
What's that?
Because I guarantee you, as much shit as you give your mother, you put her through hell.
I didn't put her through hell.
Oh, yes, you did.
No, I didn't.
I know you did.
I didn't. I tried to always be extremely fucking quiet. Extremely, I did not want noticed.
You put your mom through hell.
Nope, I did not want
you
noticed.
You were the only privileged kid I've ever known in my life to be hospitalized because they didn't like their mother's cooking, starving themselves to death. Who does that?
I was done eating. I was done eating. I did not want to live. No more
eating. White mom's
eating
cooking might be trash,
food.
But jeez, man, who does that shit?
And then guess what? The hospital food was even worse. So I'm like, I'm just gonna die right here.
Only white kids. swear to God, I wish I would have tried that shit growing up. I ain't gonna eat. With my mother, you ain't gonna eat. Nigga, you ain't gonna eat. You about to eat leather and belt buckles and all kind of shit if you don't eat. And you in the hospital. Yeah. I would have left your ass. You put your mom through some bullshit.
I did not. Oh, I can tell you a funny story.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. Well, every time I
gather around, kids.
Right, gather around. Every time I have to deal with Poppy, I have to pick up my dad because I'm the one who has to be the transportation vehicle, and I drive him everywhere.
Yeah, you the Uber.
Yes, I'm the Uber.
No, the Uber.
Yeah, the Uber.
That's you.
That's me. So I pick him up, and of course, we have to go feed first. So we go feed the animals.
Yes, the animals.
So
the horses and the ducks and chickens and llamas and
but
giraffes and what also, else you got out there? Wombats. We'd,
so we go and we get a... We go and he's like, oh, shoot, I forgot I had the water. So I'm like, you know what? You can go start that. I'm going to go load a bowl. So I went into the trailer.
Load a bowl of cereal.
Yes. I needed a bowl of cereal to up my sugar. And so I went in and, the night before, Janae and I was there and Dad. Mm-hmm. And Janae and I went into the camper and I'm like, you know, I just walked past a little ways and I smelled something, but then it was gone. Mm-hmm. And I was like, that's dead. Something's fucking dead.
That's not a good sign.
So I'm like, okay, but I couldn't, it was like.
Where the source was.
Yeah, it was like a split second.
Right.
And I'm like, okay.
But you got a whiff of it. And then all you need is a whiff to know, like, oh, man.
There's something here. Somewhere. Yeah. What the fuck? Where? So the next night, that's fast forward. Okay, we're back to here. So I'm in there.
Good load, job, honey.
Loading my cereal bowl.
Uh-huh. Is it Fruity Pebbles?
I don't know whatever.
Cornflakes?
I don't know. I took whatever he had. I don't smoke my shit.
You chill out, man.
Oh,
that's just thunder and lightning, goodness. Buddy.
Oh my. Okay. Well. So, anyways.
Your bowl of cornflakes.
So I'm loading all this stuff, and I'm like, I'm smelling it now. I'm smelling it. So I know it's here.
Yeah. Hold on. Hey, come here, man. Come here.
Come lay down, mister.
What are you doing?
March it. Nobody needs us. It's not there. It's not happening.
Let me go see what he's doing.
He's...
Go ahead and plug our social medias, honey.
Oh, I'm not going to do it because it's just not going to work.
Or give everybody a public service announcement.
Hey, I added onto my thing that I'm actually attached to this place. Does that count? I don't know.
Your black ass in here, sit down, man.
Lay down. Lay down. Lay down. I meant it the first time.
All right, so.
Okay, so I'm smelling.
You got to smell something else if you don't behave, man.
So I am. I'm sitting there.
I'm kidding.
And I smell it. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, I know I. Oh my God.
It's all wafting through your nostrils at that point.
I'm like, okay, well, I'll just load this cereal bowl, and then I'll make that smell go away.
Yeah.
And so Dad comes in. Uh-huh. And I'm like, so you smell it? He says, well, it's got to be back there somewhere.
So he expects you to go back there and look.
And I'm like.
He giving you that look. I already know he's giving
I'm like
you that
licking
look.
Around me because I'm sitting on a bench.
Yeah.
So I'm looking around me, I'm moving stuff, and then all of a sudden something in my head just says, you're sitting on it.
I bet.
I'm like, motherfucker, no I'm not.
Yeah, you are.
Mother, I was sitting on it.
What was it?
A fucking dead mouse. I was sitting on a fucking mouse. And I'm like, oh my God, now my fucking ass is going to smell like dead mouse.
Yeah, I was about to say,
I'm like, what the fuck is this?
I thought your booty cheeks smelled funny when I went snorkeling.
Oh, now you're just being gross. Anyways. You were already in bed anyway. So
it's all right, honey.
Asking for Ratatouille. So anyways, yeah, that was that all story. Your booty? I was so fucking pissed off. He's like, well, just get a towel and pick it up. I'm like,
well, that's all you can do at that point. Yeah, because what was the one after that? They were in the college after that or something.
That's why
like
I
that?
Said. It's the same thing 90210 just did.
No original content.
Because they, I don't know how, it's like
what do you mean?
Funny.
90210 is a reboot?
Yeah, that's what I just said.
Holy shit, I didn't know that. I didn't even watch that in the 90s.
Somebody
I thought that
wasn't
shit was
even
trash.
In the conversation
No,
with
I
us.
Just didn't know you. I thought you were watching just reruns. I didn't
no.
know it was a reboot.
Why would I fucking watch reruns?
Well, shit, because there's a lot of... Well, I don't know. Maybe you was feeling a certain way. There's a lot of stress going on in our lives. Shit, I don't know what you're doing. Just,
so
hey,
I need
baby,
to watch 90210.
That's why it went over my head. Like, maybe that's how you're feeling right now, sweetie. You do your thing.
You fucked up. Oh no.
Oh, fuck them. I call you sweetie. No, I didn't know they did a reboot. How old they looking? How much makeup they got on their face?
No, they look fine, I think. As best
who you
can
still
be.
Who you still got a crush on?
None of those.
It's a Wichita shit.
He had to finally talk me into getting cable. The kids even never had cable.
No, we rock internet and your piracy ass. Oh, sorry,
yes.
I better.
I do not like to pay for things.
And that's why we get along so great. Even though I got to buy a new wash machine. God dang it.
Damn it. I like cheap things. So I buy secondhand things. So we've ever had is secondhand washers. So
you see why I love her people? Shit, we economically sound. That's why we're able to take care of everybody else.
Yeah.
Shit.
We look poor, but no, we don't act it, I guess.
Exactly. Right. Scroll down back to that episode. It's in the title. We ain't acting poor enough.
Right.
That, why are you trying to still put it on me?
I'll pull like, it no. up. You want me to pull it up?
Go ahead and pull it up.
Because I know that's not cohesive. Nothing.
Because you said we need to be more formatted.
There we go.
Okay, so why do you think
no,
you got to pull
you
it up?
You wanted to be formatted.
I mean, no.
Or I did.
You
I said
did.
No formatted.
Oh, my God. Do you guys
or somebody.
Hear this? This is an interracial odd couple, people.
I don't know what the fuck happened. I said, just do it my way.
No. And that's why... hasn't been panning out. And that's why you're the star of this damn podcast.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are.
Oh, hush. You're talking out your ass. And I'm like, wait a minute. You better not be getting with anybody that doesn't want to suck dick.
That's
I said,
trash. If
I
she.
Said,
if...
No. I said, that is not wife material. You will have a lousy marriage. Not wife material.
I'm telling you.
So, yeah, I kind of thought that was
if
funny.
She can't get on her knees, then she ain't going to fulfill your needs.
I was like, since you all are adults now.
Yeah, let's tell you how it really goes. Like I said, the right. vibes is different now.
And then Kayla was like, oh my fucking God, Mom. Both since we're adults now.
And tell her she better use some spit. Don't nobody like they dick getting sucked with a dry mouth. That shit sucks.
That's called cotton mouth.
Yeah, that shit's trash.
Just make sure there's
water. Bitch, drink some water.
Funny. You should be drinking water anyways. What the fuck?
Yeah, for real.
All day.
And I did put Kyle on the spot at Janae's birthday dinner. I was like, I didn't know you got down like that. Well, actually, I said it in the car on the way there. I was like, I didn't know you got down like that. He's like, what? I didn't know you liked your asshole licked. And he gets shy. He's like, man.
Just take me home. Yeah. My aunt turns around and she says, where did you get this curly hair from?
After all these years, she wants to ask now.
I'm like, I really don't know. I said, I think it happened after I had Janae, though. Oh,
no.
And she says, well, and Nana's like, well, so-and-so dad had really kinky curly hair. I'm like, okay. And then so and so, and I don't know which one of my granddads had really kinky hair. I think Poppy's.
I've been dad telling had you. Really kinky I've been hair. Telling you for years. You got Negro texture. You do got Negro texture. That shit get nappy as fuck.
It is weird. So then
I'll be like, your shit looking like mine today, baby. You want a do-rag? No.
Shut up. So then she says, well, I know when it happened is when you got with Ken. I said, oh, is that right?
Got some of that olive oil. Africa's finest.
I'm like, holy fuck. Seriously.
Hell yeah. Yeah, keep that blue magic out your shit.
And Nana just, nope. And then this one had really, really curly hair too. And I'm
like, what? Your shit did get some extra volume since you got a lot of my DNA swimming in your veins.
Is that it?
I mean, shit, babe, it is what it is. I've been trying to get you to wear my do-rag, but you won't do it.
Oh.
I got to ask a question, though. Why is Kansas still Kansasing?
Because they won't ever change.
And you know what I'm talking about, right?
About anything.
No, I'm talking about Snoop Dogg. Snoop Dogg came hilarious. Through at Allen Fieldhouse. Like,
seriously, you invite Snoop Dogg and you say, I'm sorry. No, I mean, really? No. You don't think Snoop Dogg's not going to be Snoop Dogg? I mean, like, what the fuck were you thinking, you idiots? I'm like, seriously, he's going to be Snoop Dogg. Who's not going to want to be Snoop Dogg? Like, what the fuck's wrong with you?
By the way, if you guys haven't, just to throw this in there before you can continue your fucking rant. Gina loves Snoop Dogg. That is her favorite man on the planet next to me.
I was going to marry him when I was younger.
See?
I was. Especially when he was in, what, Baby Boy? Yeah.
Oh, God.
He was my favorite. I was like, he'll be my husband. I'm just sure of it. Oh, I'll take his Crypt Keeper ass. Yeah.
See, if you guys listen back for the last 20 episodes, you can start connecting some dots. And I said that in the beginning when you told me that earlier this week. I was like, you know, he fit right in. Because one thing that that man has done for me, and of course, I'm just going to put it out there. One thing that man has done for me, and I won't use names. But your grandmother, rest in peace, was not happy that we were in an interracial relationship. Mm-mm. She was not happy the moment I stepped foot in your uncle's house. Mm-hmm. And guess who had my back?
Papa did.
Papa had my back. He said, he's my guest. Mm-hmm. If you got a problem with it, then you got a problem with me. And this is after they've been divorced for how many years?
They divorced when mom was like 18 or 20.
Oh, come on. And your mom is 97 now. So that's what I'm like, yo. But he had my back. Mm-hmm. And he wasn't playing that shit. He had my back. Yeah. And that shit is dope. Mm-hmm. Interracial Odd Couple podcast, people. What's happening?